The next word is taste. Hush hush. Vkus. Этого. Вина. Очень. Приятный. Breakdown. Vkus. Vkus, this is the noun, taste, in Russian. Этого. Этого, this is the genitive case of the demonstrative pronoun это or это, which means this. This is used before the noun wine. The genitive case is used to show possession or belonging in Russian. Вина. Вина, this is the genitive case of the noun вино or вино, which means wine. Очень. Очень, this is the adverb very, which modifies the adjective приятное или краткое, приятное. Приятный. Приятный, this is the adjective pleasant, referring to the taste of the wine. Translation: the taste of this wine is very pleasant. Key concepts. Genitive case. This case is essential for showing possession or belonging. It is often used with prepositions like of, from, or about. Adjectives. Russian adjectives must agree in gender, number, and case with the nouns they modify. Adverbs. Adverbs modify verbs, adjectives, or other adverbs, and often express manner, time, or place. Pronunciation tips. The C in vkus is pronounced like the S in sin. The O in очень is pronounced like the O in hot. The U in vkus is pronounced like the U in food. The Ye in этого is pronounced like the Y in yes. The A in вина is pronounced like the A in father. The И краткое in приятный is pronounced like the Y in yes. English, Russian. Taste. Вкус. Vkus, this. Это. Это, wine. Вино. Вино, very. Очень. Очень, pleasant. Приятный. Приятный. The next word is army. The Russian word for army is армия. Армия. It is pronounced like армия. This sentence will illustrate the use of the word army. В российской армии служат мужчины и женщины. В российской армии служат мужчины и женщины. Breakdown of the sentence. We. This is a preposition meaning in. It is pronounced like the English we. Rossiskoy. Rossiskoy. This is an adjective meaning Russian and is pronounced like Rossiskoy. It is derived from the noun Russia. Russia. Meaning Russia. Army. Army. This is the noun army which we are focusing on. Служат. Служат. This is a verb in the present tense meaning serve. It is pronounced like служат. Мужчины. Мужчины. This is a noun meaning men. Pronounced like мужчины. I. This is the conjunction and pronounced like e. Женщины. Женщины. This is a noun meaning women, pronounced like женщины. Translation: men and women serve in the Russian army. Key concepts. Gender of nouns. In Russian, all nouns have a gender, masculine, feminine, or neuter. The gender of a noun affects the form of adjectives, pronouns, and verbs that agree with it. Cases of nouns. The form of a noun changes depending on its grammatical function in a sentence. Variations of the word army. Army. Armier. This is the most common word for army. Voiska. Voisko. This word can also mean army, but it is less common. It is pronounced like voisko. English pronunciation of Russian words. The pronunciation of Russian words can be challenging for English speakers. Here are some general tips. Stress. The stress in Russian words is always on a specific syllable, and it is often unpredictable. You will need to learn the stress pattern of each word. Vowels. Russian vowels are pronounced differently than in English. For example, the letter A is pronounced like the A in father. Consonants. Many Russian consonants are pronounced differently than in English. For example, the letter G is pronounced like the G in gate. I hope this is helpful. The next word is another. Hash hash another. Sentence. Umyanyayestayiri. Yishir. Odenveoperos. Umenyariesti. Yes, Chio Odin Vopros. Breakdown. Yishir. Yes, Chio. Pronounced. Yesh-cho is an adverb meaning another or more. It is often used before a noun or pronoun, and can be placed before or after the verb, depending on emphasis. U. U. Pronounced. U is a preposition meaning at or by. Mina. Menya. Pronounced. Mnya is a pronoun meaning me. Yes. EST. Pronounced. Yest is the verb to be used in the present tense. Odin. Odin. Pronounced. Odin means one. Vapros. Vapros. Pronounced. Vapros means question. Variations. You can also use. Yishurin. Yes, Chio Odin. Pronounced Yeshchoardin, which means another one. If you want to emphasize another, you can use Yishuras. Yes, Chio Raz. Pronounced Yeshchoraz, which means once more. English. I have another question. Russian. Umyanyayestayiri. Yishir. Odenveoperos. Umenyariesti. Yes, Chio Odin Vopros. Word and pronunciation. Another. Yishir. Yes, Chio. Pronounced. Yesh-cho. The next word is dangerous. This is a great word to work with. Dangerous. Опасный. Pronounced. Опасный. Is an adjective, so we can use it to describe a noun. In this sentence we will use it to describe a place. Это дорога очень опасная. Pronounced. Это дорога очень опасная. Here is the breakdown. Это. Это, this, feminine singular, a demonstrative pronoun. We use the feminine form because. Дорога. Дорога, road, is feminine in Russian. Дорога. Дорога, road, a noun in the nominative case. Очень. Очень, very, an adverb. Опасная. Опасная, dangerous, an adjective in the feminine singular nominative case. The sentence means, this road is very dangerous. Important note, the ending of the adjective apasalia. Apasalia is ir. Ir, because the noun, the dog. Daroga is feminine. In Russian, adjectives must agree in gender, number, and case with the noun they modify. Here are other forms of dangerous. Опасный. 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 Опасный, masculine singular. Опасный. Опасный, neuter singular. Опасный. Опасный, plural, all genders. English, dangerous. Опасный. Опасный. The next word is decrease. The price of gas has decreased recently. Цена на бензин недавно снизилась. Breakdown. Цена. Цена, the word for price in Russian is цена. Цена, and it is feminine in gender. На. На, the preposition. На. На means on and is used with the word бензин. Бензин, because it implies the price is on top of the gasoline. Бензин. Бензин, the word for gas in Russian is бензин. Бензин. Недавно. Недавно, the word недавно. Недавно means recently. It is an adverb meaning, not long ago. Snivilus. Snivilus, the word. Snivilus. Snivilus means decreased. It is the past tense, feminine, singular form of the verb. Snivitsa. Snivitsa, which means, to decrease. Translation. The price of gas has decreased recently. Key concept. The word decrease in this sentence is a verb and is in the past tense, so you need to use the past tense form of the verb to decrease. Pronunciation. Цена. Цена, say the ts as in tsar. The e at the end is pronounced like the in father. Na. Na, say the as in father. Бензин. Бензин, say the E as in bed. The Z is pronounced as Z and not like the S in sin. Недавно. Недавно, the E at the end of НЕ. НЕ is pronounced as the E in bed. Снизилось. Снизилось, the I at the end is pronounced as the E in bed. Variations. The word decrease can also be used as a noun, meaning a reduction in size, amount, or degree. In this case, you would use the noun снижение. Снижение in Russian. For example, there was a decrease in the number of students enrolled in the program. Было снижение числа студентов, зачисленных в программу. Было. Было was снижение. Снижение, decrease. Числа. Числа, number. Студентов. Student of, students. Зачисленных. Зачисленных, enrolled. В. In. Программу. Программу, program. The next word is hurt. The word hurt in English has multiple meanings, so we will look at the two most common ones. Physical pain and emotional distress. Physical pain sentence. Он сильно ушиб ногу, когда упал с велосипеда. Breakdown. Он. He. Сильно. Strongly, severely. Pronounced, CL no. Ushib. Hurt, bruised, pronounced, ushib. Nogu. leg, pronounced, no goo. Kagda. When, pronounced, kagda. Upau. Fell, pronounced, upau. S. From, pronounced, s. Vyasipida. Bicycle, pronounced, vilasipida, translation. He hurt his leg badly when he fell off the bicycle. Key concept. The verb. Ushubit. To hurt, bruise, is a perfective verb, meaning it refers to a completed action. Emotional distress sentence. Я слово очень сильно задели его чувства. Breakdown. Я. Her. Слово. Words, pronounced, slava. Очень. Very, pronounced, очен. Сильно. Strongly, severely, pronounced, сильно. Задели. Hurt, pronounced, задели. Его. His, pronounced, его. Чувства. Feelings, pronounced, чувства, translation. Her words really hurt his feelings. Key concept. The verb. Задеть. To hurt, offend, is an imperfective verb, meaning it refers to an ongoing, or repeated action. Variations of the word, hurt. Задеть. To ache, hurt, this verb is used for continuous pain. Example. У меня болит голова. My head hurts. Ранить. To wound, injure, this verb is often used for physical injuries. Example. Он был ранен в бою. He was wounded in battle. Pronunciation guide. The letter Yeru in Russian is pronounced like the E in the word C. The letter Ye in Russian is pronounced like the Y in the word Yes. Word and pronunciation. Hurt. Болеть. Болит. Hurt. Ушибит. Ушибит. Hurt. Задеть. Задеть. The next word is counsel. The English word counsel can be translated into Russian as Совет. Совет. Sentence. Городской совет принял решение о строительстве нового парка. Городской совет принял решение строительства нового парка. Breakdown. Городской. Городской. Means city or municipal and is an adjective modifying the noun council, which is implied. This is a stressed syllable, and you can hear the O at the end of the word. The Y at the end of the word is pronounced like the I in the word bit. Совет. Совет. Means council. This is the noun, and is the subject of the sentence. Focus on the O at the end of this word, like so in the English word so. Принял. Принял. Is the past tense of the verb to take or to accept. Pronounced принял, ял, like яул in howl. Решение. Решение. Means decision. A very useful word. The accent is on the second syllable. Pronounced решение, almost like the English word decision. О. О. Is the preposition about or of. Строительство. Строительство. Means construction. It is the prepositional case form of the noun construction. Строительство. Строительство. The accent is on the third syllable. Pronounced строительство, stv, like sent in street. Нового. Нового. Means new. This is an adjective. it's a stressed syllable, and O, like in the English word, go. You can hear the V at the end, similar to the V in the English word, love. Parker. Parker. Means, park. A stressed syllable, and you can hear the at the end of the word. It is pronounced, Parker. Translation. The city council made the decision to build a new park. Note. The word. Soviet. Soviet. Is a very versatile word, and can also mean, advice, or, suggestion. You can use it in different contexts. That Soviet. That Soviet. To give advice. Soviet. Soviet. Is in the accusative case here. Remember that the T at the end is pronounced like D because it is followed by a vowel. Получит совет. Получит совет. To receive advice. English translation. Counsel. Совет. 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 The next word is editor. The word editor in Russian is redactor. Redactor. This sentence uses the word in the nominative case, which is the basic form of the noun. The word is used in a neutral way. The word is masculine, and changes endings depending on the grammatical case. For instance, it would be redactora. Redactora. If it was in the genitive case, possessive. Here is an example sentence. Redactor. Redactor. Изменил. Изменил. Текст. Text. Editor changed the text. Breakdown. Redactor. Redactor. Editor, nominative case, masculine. Изменил. Изменил. Changed, past tense, masculine singular. Текст. Text. Text, nominative case, masculine. Pronunciation notes. Redactor. Redactor. The E in redactor is pronounced like the E in bed. The in redactor is pronounced like the in father. Изменил. Изменил. The E in изменил is pronounced like the E in see. The E in изменил is pronounced like the E in bed. Text. Text. The E in text is pronounced like the E in bed. The T in text is pronounced like the T in top. English, editor, Russian. Redactor. Redactor. The next word is normally. The word normally in Russian is обычно. Pronounced RBCHNA. It is an adverb meaning usually or generally in most cases. The sentence обычно я встаю в 7 утра. RBCHNA я встаю в 7 утра. This translates to normally, I get up at 7 in the morning. Breakdown. Обычно. RBCHNA, normally, usually. This is an adverb that modifies the verb. Я. Я, I. This is a personal pronoun. Встаю. Встаю, get up. This is the present tense of the verb. Вставать. Вставать, which means, to get up. V in. This is a preposition. Sim. Sim, 7. This is a numeral. Utra. Utra, morning. This is a noun. Key concept. Russian uses a lot of prepositions, so it is important to learn them. The verb conjugation changes based on the subject, tense, and mood. Russian uses the Cyrillic alphabet, so it is important to learn the letters and their pronunciation. Word pronunciation. Normally. Обычно. Обычно, usually. Обычно. Обычно, generally. Обычно. Обычно. The next word is sight. Hash hash sight. The word sight can be translated into Russian as зрение. Зрение. Which is a noun meaning the ability to see. It can also be translated as видение. Видение. Which is also a noun, but it carries the connotation of a vision or a view of something. Let's look at a sentence. У меня хорошее зрение, но я не вижу птиц в небе. У меня хорошее зрение, но я не вижу птиц в небе. Breakdown. У. Preposition, meaning at or with, in this case. Меня. Меня. Personal pronoun, meaning me or I. Хорошие. Хорошие. Adjective, meaning good. Зрение. Зрение. Noun, meaning sight. Но. No. Conjunction, meaning but. Я. Я. Personal pronoun, meaning I. Не. Не. Negative particle, meaning not. Вижу. Вижу. Verb, meaning see. Птиц. Птиц. Noun, plural, meaning birds. Ви. Preposition, meaning in. Небе. Небе. Noun, meaning sky. Translation, I have good sight, but I don't see birds in the sky. Key concepts. Зрение. Зрение. Refers to the ability to see. It's a broader term than видение. 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 Refers to a specific vision, a view of something, or an idea. Word order. Russian word order is flexible, but the verb typically appears at the end of a sentence. Prepositions. Russian prepositions are essential for understanding the grammatical relationship between words. Pronunciation hints. Зрение. Зрение. Pronounced similarly to зрение, with the stress on the second syllable. Видение. Видение. Pronounced similarly to Roman 6 denie, with the stress on the third syllable. English and Russian translation of sight. Sight. Зрение. Зрение. Ability to see, sight. Видение. Видение. Vision, or view. The next word is generate. The word generate in Russian is генировать. Pronounced генировать. Here's an example sentence. Этот генератор может генировать электричество для всего города. etat. Etat, this. Generator. Generator, generator. Mojet. Mojet, can. Generovat. Generirovat, generate. Elektrichistva. Elektrichestvo, electricity. Dla. Delia, for. Vsivo. Vsego, all. Garoda. Garoda, city. This sentence translates to, this generator can generate electricity for the entire city. Key concepts. Generovat. Generirovat is a verb, and it means to generate. You can use this verb with many different subjects, like electricity, heat, ideas, etc. Generator. Generator is a noun, and it means generator. This word is often used in the context of things that generate power. Variations. The verb generate can be conjugated in different tenses and moods. For example, the past tense of generate would be generoval. Pronunciation. Remember to stress the first syllable in generovat. Generirovat and generator. Generator. In Russian, the letter e at the end of a word can be pronounced like the e in bed or like the e in yes. In this case, it is closer to the e sound. Translation. Generate. Generovat. Generirovat. Generator. 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 The next word is gift. The English word gift translates to the Russian word podarok. Pronounced podarok. Here is a sentence using the word podarok. Я получил красивый подарок от своей подруги. This sentence translates to I received a beautiful gift from my friend. Я. Я. Pronounced я is the Russian word for I. Получил. Получил. Pronounced получил is the masculine past tense form of the verb to receive. Красивый. Красивый. Pronounced красивый means beautiful in Russian. It is an adjective and agrees in gender with the noun it modifies. Подарока. Подарок. Pronounced подарок is the noun gift. От. От. Pronounced от is the preposition from. Своекраткое. Своей. Pronounced сварай means my. Feminine possessive adjective. Подруге. Подруге. Pronounced подруги is the feminine form of the noun friend. You can use подарок to refer to a physical object like a toy, or to an intangible item like a piece of advice. Key concept. The Russian language has grammatical gender. Therefore, the adjective красивый needs to agree in gender with the noun подарок. Masculine. Variations. Подарок. Masculine noun, gift. Подарок. Plural form, gifts. Подарочек. Diminutive form, little gift. Pronunciation tips. The k at the end of the word подарок is pronounced with a soft k sound. The o in the word подарок is pronounced like the o in the English word lot. The g in the word подарок is pronounced like the g in the English word gate. The stress is on the second syllable of подарок. Подарок. English translation. Gift / g small cap ift / Russian translation. Подарок. slash b turn a stress d r schwa k slash. The next word is delivery. The dostavka. Produktov. Byla. Bystroj. I. Efektivnoj. Breakdown. Dostavka. Dostavka, this is the noun, delivery. It is in the nominative case, because it is the subject of the sentence. The ending ka indicates the feminine noun. Produktov. Prodiokatov, this is the genitive plural form of the noun, product. It is in the genitive case, because it is the object of the preposition, of. The ending of there marks the genitive plural of masculine nouns. Bula. Blah, this is the past tense, feminine singular form of the verb, to be. It agrees with the subject there. Bystroj, this is the instrumental case of the adjective, fast, to modify the noun, delivery. It is in the feminine singular form, because it agrees with the noun. Effektivnoj. Effektivnoj, this is the instrumental case of the adjective, effective, to modify the noun, delivery. It is in the feminine singular form, because it agrees with the noun. Translation. The delivery of the products was fast and efficient. Variations. Dostavljat. Dostavljat, to deliver, verb. Dostavka. Dostavka, delivery, noun. Dostavshik. Dostavshik, delivery person, noun. The next word is become. Hash hash. Stat. 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 This is a very common verb, and is often used to express the idea of transitioning into something, becoming something, or achieving something. It is similar in meaning to become, in English. Example sentence. On kochit stat vracham. Breakdown. On he. Kochit. Kochit, wants. Stat. Stat, to become. Vracham. Vracham, a doctor. English translation. He wants to become a doctor. Key concept. The verb. Stat. Stat, is an imperfective verb, meaning it describes an action that is ongoing, or repeated. Variations. The verb. Stat. Stat, is often used with the preposition. V, to indicate a change of state, or condition. For example. Ona stala krasivye. Ona stala krasivye. She became prettier. Pronunciation. Stat. Stat, the, t, at the end of. Stat. Stat, is pronounced like the, t, in the English word, sat. English, become Russian. Stat. Stat. The next word is deny. The word, deny, in Russian is. Отрицать. Pronounced outright sat. It can be used in many ways, just like its English counterpart. For example, we can use it to say that someone is refusing to admit something. Here's a sentence using this word. Он отрицал свою вину, но доказательства были против него. Here's a breakdown. Он, he. Отрицал. Outright sal, denied, past tense, masculine singular. Свою. Svou, his or her slash its own, possessive adjective, feminine singular. Vinu. Roman 6 nu, guilt. No. No, but. Доказательства. Доказател, STVA, evidence, plural. Были. By lie, were, past tense, plural. Protiv. Protiv, against. Nivo. Nego, him. Translation. He denied his guilt, but the evidence was against him. The word atrixat is a verb that can be conjugated in various tenses and aspects. It's important to remember that in Russian, verbs are often changed based on the gender and number of the subject. For example, if the subject were feminine, the verb would be atrixara. Otrixala, instead of atrixal. Otrixal. Key concept. The concept of denial is a universal human experience. In Russian, the verb atrixat captures this sentiment, and its various forms allow for expressing it in a nuanced and precise manner. Pronunciation guide. Atrixat. Otrixat. The stress is on the second syllable. Vinu. Roman 6 nu, the stress is on the first syllable. Dokazatelstvo. Dukazatel, STVA, the stress is on the third syllable. English/Russian translation. Deny. Otrixat. Otrixat. The next word is guest. The English word, guest, is ghost. Hi, ghost. Hi, in Russian. The ending of this word is a soft sign, which indicates that the T is pronounced like an English sent sound. Here is a sentence using the word guest. Я был гостем на вечеринке. Я был гостем на вечеринке. Breakdown. Я. Я. I. Bile was Gostim. Gostim. Guest, instrumental case. Na. Na. On, at. Vichirinki. Vechering. Party. The instrumental case is used in Russian to indicate the means, or instrument by, which an action is performed. In this sentence, the guest is the instrument by which the action of being at the party is performed. The ye at the end of gostim. Gostim marks the instrumental case. In Russian, the instrumental case is often used with prepositions, such as на, на, on, at, с, with, and, под, под, under, the, е, ending in гостим. Gostem is pronounced like the English M. Pronunciation. Gost. Hi, Gost. Hi, Gost. Gostem. 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 Translation. I was a guest at the party. Variations. The word guest can also be used in the plural form. Gosti. Gosti. This would be used to indicate more than one person. English. Guest Russian. Gost. Hi, Gost. Hi. The next word is anybody. Sentence. Любой может это сделать. Breakdown. Любой краткое. Любой. Means anybody or anyone and is the subject of the sentence. It is a masculine form of the adjective any. There are three genders in Russian: masculine, feminine, and neuter. You can remember it by thinking of the gender of the noun. Мальчик. Мальчик. Boy is masculine. Девочка. Devochka. Girl is feminine, and stall. Stall. Table is neuter. Mojete. Mojet. Is the third person singular form of the verb mojeri. Mock. To be able to. It is used with a subject in the third person, such as he, she, it, or they. The ending of the verb will change depending on the subject. Ete or ito means this or it, and is the object of the sentence. Estelateri. Estilat means to do or to make, and is an infinitive. Infinitives do not change for gender, number, or person. Variations. If you wanted to say, anybody can do this, you could use the feminine form of elube or ikratkoye. Lubeer. And the feminine singular form of mojete. Mojet. Colon. Lubeer mojete tvielet. Lubeer mojete to estilat. If you wanted to say, anybody can do that, you would simply substitute te or ito with te or to. Translation. Lube o ikratkoye. Luboy. Anybody mojete. Mojet. Kanete or ito. This estelate yeri. Estilat. To do. Pronunciation notes. Lube o ikratkoye. Luboy. The u. U. Sounds like the u in flute. Mojete. Mojet. The ye. Ye. At the end sounds like the e in get. Estelate yeri. Estilat. The ye. Ye. At the end sounds like the e in get. The l. L. At the end is soft. A soft consonant at the end of a word is pronounced as if it were followed by the letter I. I. Which sounds like the E in C. Final sentence. Luboy mojete to zielet. Luboy mojete to estilat. Anyone can do this. The next word is bedroom. The sentence is Breakdown. Means I have here. You. Is a preposition meaning at or with, and mjenja. Menja is the me form of the pronoun ja. Ja. I. It is used with verbs of possession. Vespaljerienje. Vispaun means in the bedroom. Ve. Vi is the preposition in. Espaljerienja. Spalja. Bedroom is a feminine noun, so it takes the feminine form of the preposition ve. Vi. Which is ve. Vi. Jesteri. Est. Means there is slash r. This is the present tense of the verb bejeruteri. Bite. To be. It is used to show existence or possession. Beoeljerisha o ikratkoyisha kaf. Bolshoi sh kaf. Means big closet. Beoeljerisha o ikratkoye. Bolshoi. Big is an adjective that agrees in gender with sha kaf. Sh kaf. Closet, which is a masculine noun. Helpful hints. Pronunciation. Oo. U. As in, oo, in, fu dem yen ya. Menya. As in, menya, where. Ve. As in, ve, in, very spal yerien ye. Spawn. As in, spawn iest yeri. EST. As in, EST meo el yeri shao ikabat koye. Bolshoi. As in, bolshoi shaka f. SH calf. As in, SH calf, variations. You can change the size of the closet. MIL yen yeri kai ikabat koye. Mail kiye. Small, SF yen ikabat koye. S red niye. Medium, you can replace shaka f. SH calf. With other furniture like, Cairo Beate Yeri. Cravat. Bed, STOL. Stall. Table, STOL. Stall. Chair, translation. I have a big closet in my bedroom. English and Russian translation. English Russian, bedroom SPAL Yeri NYA. Spawnya. The next word is quote. Он процитировал строчку из известного стихотворения. Breakdown. Он, on, he, pronoun, masculine, nominative case pair от СЕТЕРОВАЛ, процитировал, quoted, verb, past tense, masculine singular СТЕРОЧЕКАУ, stroke КУ, line, noun, feminine, accusative case is, from, preposition is MESTENOGEO, EZVISTNOVO, famous, well-known, adjective, masculine, genitive case STIHAOTEMEOERIENIA, STOTIVONIA, poem, noun, neuter, genitive case. Key concepts. Word order. The basic word order in Russian is subject-verb-object, but it can be flexible. In this sentence, the object STEROCHEKAU comes before the verb pair OT SEITEROVAL because the sentence is emphasizing the object. Case endings. Russian nouns and adjectives change their endings depending on their grammatical function in the sentence. In this sentence, STEROCHEKAU is in the accusative case because it is the direct object of the verb pair OT SEITEROVAL. And ISTENOGEO is in the genitive case because it modifies the noun STIHAOTEMEOERIENIA. Gender. Russian nouns have grammatical genders, masculine, feminine, neuter, which affect the endings of adjectives and pronouns that modify them. In this sentence, STEROCHEKAU is feminine, and ISTENOGEO agrees with it in gender. Translation. He quoted a line from a famous poem. Pronunciation. On. On. Protsitirovol. 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 Strochku. 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 Is. 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 Is Vistnova. Is Ed Vistnovo. Ezed Vistnovo. Stichotvorenie. Estichotivonia. Estichotivonia. Variations. Она процитировала строчку из известного стихотворения. She quoted a line from a famous poem. Они процитировали строчку из известного стихотворения. They quoted a line from a famous poem. Remember, the key to understanding Russian grammar is to pay attention to the endings of words, as they carry a lot of grammatical information. The next word is climb. Sentence. Он легко взбирается на гору. Breakdown. Он. Он. He, pronoun, masculine, nominative case L-Y-G-K-O. Richto. Easily, adverb, means, with ease, ve-ze-be-e-ra-ye-te-s-ya. Vzbirajica. Climbs, verb, third person singular, present tense na. Ne. On, onto, preposition ge-o-e-ru. Goru. Mountain, noun, feminine, accusative case. Key concept. The verb ve-ze-be-e-ra-te-ir-yes-ya is an irregular verb that means to climb or to ascend. Its conjugation changes depending on person, number, and tense. Pronunciation guide. O-N. On. On-el-ye-ge-ka-o. Richto. Lyekko ve-ze-be-e-ra-ye-te-s-ya. Vzbirajica. V-Z-B-R-A-T-C-R-N-A. Ne. Nage-O-E-R-U. Goru. Goru. Translation. He easily climbs the mountain. Variations of the word, climb. V-Z-B-E-R-A-T-E-R-E-S-Y-A. Vzbiratsa. To climb, general P-O-D-N-E-M-A-T-E-R-E-S-Y-A. Podnimatsa. To climb, up ka-ra-be-ka-te-ir-yes-ya. Karapkatsa. To climb, with difficulty. English. Climb Russian. Vzbiratsa. Vzbiratsa. The next word is basically. Sentence. Posuti. On. Skazal. Что? Мы должны уйти. Breakdown. По сути. This phrase means, basically, or, in essence, and is often used to summarize a point. It literally translates to, by essence. The pronunciation is, по сути. The ending of сути changes depending on the gender and number of the noun it modifies. On. This means, he, and is pronounced, on. Сказал. This means, said, and is pronounced, сказал. This is the past tense masculine form of the verb. Сказать. To say. Что. This means, that, and is pronounced, CHTO. Мы. This means, we, and is pronounced, my. Должны. This means, must, or, should, and is pronounced, должны. It is a modal verb that expresses obligation, or necessity. Уйти. This means, to leave, and is pronounced, уйти. This is the infinitive form of the verb, but it is used here in the context of the modal verb. Должны. Translation. Basically, he said that we should leave. Word and pronunciation. Basically. По сути. По сути. The next word is minister. The. Minister. Встретился. С. Послом. Breakdown. Minister. Министр. This is the noun meaning minister. Министра. Министра. This is the feminine form of the noun meaning minister, used for a female minister. Министр. Министри. This is the plural form meaning ministers. Встретился. Встретился. This is the past tense of the verb, to meet, in the masculine singular form. This is used, because the noun, minister, is masculine. Встретилась. Встретилась. This is the past tense of the verb, to meet, in the feminine singular form. This is used, because the noun, minister, is feminine. Встретились. These three delis. This is the past tense of the verb, to meet, in the plural form. This is used because the noun minister is plural. S. This is the preposition with. It is used to indicate the person or thing the action is directed towards. Paslom. Paslomom. This is the noun meaning ambassador in the instrumental case. Sentence meaning, the minister met with the ambassador. English, minister. Minister. Ministr. Russian. Minister. Ministr.